Here is my first preamble. Sheep are ridiculous. In high school, my family lived in the countryside in Indiana, and just outside my bedroom window was the fence we shared with the neighboring farm. It was home to a flock of sheep, many of whom often got stuck in this fence. Despite our best efforts to shoo them and scare them away, my stepdad even would play an old bugle at them sometimes. Even with all of this, again and again, they would try to reach for that better grass, and they would get their heads stuck in the wire. When we would go to release them, we would see how filthy they were. Their wool matted, mud caked on. They stank. Sheep are a hot mess. Here is my second preamble. Life in community can be kind of a hot mess also. Put a bunch of human beings together in one place, and chances are, at least from time to time, we will end up stubborn and mucky and stuck. This is what Jesus is responding to as he teaches in our gospel today. He has just met a community that thinks there's not enough healing or love to go around. They are convinced that any ailment is evidence of sin, and any goodness must be earned. To their shock and dismay, Jesus brings healing to the last person they expect should receive it. And witnessing this, they become angry and even more bullheaded. They are stuck. His response? He introduces them to the Good Shepherd. Okay, those are my two preambles. We've got our sheep, and we've got a lost community. And now here is the story that I really want to tell you. It was the fall of 2021, and I was eager to get my first COVID booster. It had been impossible to get an appointment. The pharmacies were booked indefinitely, and Kaiser had nothing until the new year. I was anxious about what this might mean for me and in my ability to lead this community through Christmas. And finally, somebody tipped me off to a pop-up county vaccination site. And incredibly, they had openings. They had plenty of openings, and they were coming very soon. And so I signed up for just a few days later, and I exhaled with all of the breath in my body. I was weary with relief. And then a few days later, I left the house with more than enough time for my appointment. I stopped to run an errand first. And when I turned back onto Contra Costa Boulevard, I felt my heart sink suddenly when it dawned on me that I did not have my vaccination card with me. Flustered and frustrated, I pulled a U-ey and I tore back up Gregory. And at home, I hauled the box, the filing boxes out from under the bed and was ripping through the files until finally I found that tattered bit of cardstock that at the time we needed for everything. Driving again, I pushed the upper limits of my hatchback's small engine, hoping to cut down on the 20 minutes I was now late for my appointment. I tried to work my way through the surprise traffic that was coming out of I don't know where in the middle of the morning. And as I watched the clock tick up, I realized that they would surely turn me away. They must be running a tight ship at the clinic, I thought, and I would have to start hunting for an appointment all over again. I was so disappointed that I had ruined my chance. How easy it is to wander and get turned around, realizing eventually that we are completely lost. How easy it is also to know exactly where we are, but find ourselves thoroughly stuck. I don't often get stuck in a fence, but I do get stuck in the fretting, stuck in the assumption that there isn't enough to go around, stuck in the lie that I have to fix the situation or make goodness happen on my own. And then come passages like this gospel, like this psalm. The Lord is our shepherd and brings us to lie down in green pastures and leads us beside still waters. It is a place of ease, of enoughness. It's not a place we have to earn with our hard work. Simply by being ourselves, the shepherd comes to find us and lead us here. It is a gift. This good shepherd knows us, calls us by name. She goes to any length, to every length, to bring us home. It's not easy. There are wolves and endless brambles and ice storms and blazing heat. There are oppressive empires and terrifying, isolating pandemics. The Good Shepherd lays down her life in the face of all that. Still, even there, the Good Shepherd knows us. Still, the Good Shepherd calls us by name and leads us home. That's the promise. Those are the words I've heard for so many years, and still this grace can elude me. I forget it, and I wander. I listen instead to the siren call of scarcity, to the fake news that there's not enough, and we're in this on our own, that we have to save ourselves. That, not the 23rd Psalm, is what was playing on repeat for me as I raced towards the vaccine clinic. When I finally pulled into the senior center parking lot in Concord, I saw an older man in a neon yellow vest directing cars. The small lot was completely packed. The person ahead of me was waiting for someone to leave to get a spot. And after a few minutes, this man helped guide them into a tight place at the end of the lot. I pulled forward then, I put on my mask, and I rolled down my window. And before he could say anything, I burst out with my desperate apology, explaining how late I was, how I'd forgotten my vaccine card and had to go home, and was there any way they could possibly still squeeze me in, please? He smiled, and he nodded, and taking his sweet time, he slowly explained to me that it was no problem at all. We get everyone in, he said, even when we have to track them all down. I couldn't believe it. I asked his name, wondering who could be giving me such good news. His name was Michael. Michael went on underlining this point for me. At the end of the day, we begin calling people who had appointments but haven't shown up, he explained. His team cajoled them to still come in, even many hours late. The clinic staff stayed. They all stayed. They kept the doors open until every last person they could find had come through. They waited for all of us, he said, even the slow ones, the late ones, the hesitant ones, the lost ones. My 20 minutes had felt like enough to boot me out. And here I was learning that there was even more grace than I had realized. Even more, and then even more after that. I could feel the tears welling up behind my eyes, overwhelmed as I was with relief and surprise and gratitude. And Michael helped me fit into the tight parking spot that had finally come open. Here was the Good Shepherd, here and now, working hard in the long haul of the pandemic. This was an entire staff of Good Shepherds, I realized, a whole team of them waiting for us, coming for us, tracking us down, and loving us well whenever we finally arrived. This grace makes us whole. It may or may not literally, physically heal us, but it makes us whole. This grace returns us to ourselves. It gives us to one another, and it leads us back to God. This grace is belonging. It is respite. It is abundance. It is a wonderful, gorgeous gift. But it's not just one more thing to strive for, another thing we're supposed to create or find or hunt down for ourselves. This is the lie that so often calls to us, and it is just that, a lie. Jesus does not introduce us to the Good Shepherd to teach us about ourselves or about what we're doing wrong and add to our list of things we ought to accomplish. Jesus introduces us to the Good Shepherd to teach us about God. He's asking us to trust that when we get lost, He will come for us. In many, many forms, He will come for us, plenty of which we won't recognize at first. He wears a yellow vest in the parking lot. She brings out folding chairs and cool water for the people waiting outside the clinic in a long line in the hot sun. To my delight, she puts on disco lights and dance music in the senior center, transforming the intake station into a party. The Good Shepherd calls you love and hun as she listens to all your questions and then gently takes your arm in her hands to finally give you the vaccine. She comes when we're exhausted, when we're at our wits' end, when we're sure we don't belong, sure there's not enough, when we're lost and stuck. The Good Shepherd comes for us, seeks us out wherever we are. We don't earn this grace. We don't have to do anything to make it so. All that is asked of us is that we let the Good Shepherd lead us home.